GameX Podcast.
Yes, welcome to the GameX Podcast. This is episode 164, take two. Today is March 18th, 2012, and I'm your host, Brooklyn, coming to you live from Atlanta. We also have none other than Scatino, a.k.a. Scat, coming to you live from Manchester, UK.
What up?
And last but certainly not least, we have Chauncey True Talon coming to you live from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Stroke!
And this is the official game podcast of BrooklynKing.com. And we are back in this bitch, part two. So, yeah.
It's a sequel?
We actually were recording this a little bit earlier and it was some technical problems, so hopefully that won't happen again, but it's all good. So, we were talking about Journey. I kind of don't even want to talk about it anymore. I'm kind of over it.
Your day.
Fuck it. Let's talk about Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Let's keep it interesting for ourselves. So, we could go back to Journey later. Street Fighter Cross Tekken. So, what do you guys think of that game?
I'm enjoying it. As a person who plays the game for fun and not like on that higher level,
right.
I'm enjoying it. And I think Talon's just dropped off the call.
So is that so is that code for you get your ass beat in the game?
That is definite code for I'm getting my ass beat in this game. I ain't got a front on that shit. Nah, I mean, seriously, it really is a whole different beast to what Super Street Fighter 4 is.
Yeah, because
And it's like, I was like, jumping straight online, and I was like, yo, I'm not ready for this shit.
Oh, you did? You can't jump straight online in that game, man. Because, like, there's so much shit you gotta learn.
I know.
There's so many different mechanics they've added. It's crazy.
I mean, like, when I first booted it up, I just ran through arcade mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, right, okay, I'll just take it online. Got my ass beat.
Yeah, man. The game is brutal.
So after that, I went into training a bit, trying out a few characters and done some of the trials and that. And I was actually playing against Talon and Mad Dragon a couple of nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was beating Talon. Like, nobody. He kept getting us into these situations that we just couldn't get out of.
Because I wasn't there. Nah, I'm playing. I probably would have got my ass beat too.
Well. But then he started talking about all this frame data stuff. He's like, he was talking about how, you know, he'd actually been watching these videos and talking to people about this frame data and how he finally understands it. And the reason that I was getting caught up in all these things that he was pulling off is because he was putting me in all these frame traps and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of made sense, but then it just really, really didn't at the same time. It was just crazy, but like, nobody was beating him the other night. I was getting pissed off. I was like, dude. And it's like, you know. But Talon isn't the first one who was beating me like that, though, online. So if other people are doing that same shit,
everybody's
then
beating you
sense.
Online, huh?
So, well, I've lost more than I've won, but I have won a few. But yeah, the game is fun though.
Yeah,
I must admit, the game is fun.
I need to play it with you guys because I've played it on my own. I was at Spacebar's crib yesterday and I played it over there. We were playing it. And I like the game. I just don't like certain things about it. You know? So I'm kind of 50-50 right now. Like, I could go either way. It might be a game I'm going to pick up, or it might be a game I'm just going to, like, play every now and then. But my main complaint with the... I have two big complaints. The first big complaint is obvious, right? It's that online, the sound cutting out shit.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was just a 360 thing, but I have the PS3 version, and when I was playing yesterday online, like, whole parts of, like, just... You won't just hear certain things. It sounds hollow because, like, the characters won't make sounds, and, like, a lot of the audio cues you use to, like, know when, like, somebody blocks a hit or, like, you know? Because I was surprised at how many audio cues there are until, like, there weren't any. You know, like, when you block a hit or you do a special move, how much those sounds actually inform your reactions to things, you know? So not having that was kind of really weird to me, and it just sucks that they released the game and, like, when you're playing it online, like, you, it just sounds, it seems like it's broke, you know? So that was really weird, but I guess they could fix that. So that's not, like, the worst thing, it's just sound, right? But my bigger complaint is just, like, I feel like there's just too much shit. Like, the gems, I'm not really sold on that whole shit. Like, I think they could have just did without it. They could have just left that shit off, you know? Like, I think there's enough mechanics in the game for them to have had an interesting experience without having to compound it with having to like, keep all of the math of this is going to give them 10% strength or, you know, like, 15% speed or, you know, like, all of that shit to me is just like, ugh, I don't even see the point, you know? I just think it's distracting, and I don't particularly like seeing, like, my guy turn green because I have a green gem, you know? Or my guy turn red because I got a red gem. I don't know, or pink or whatever. Like, it's kind of fruity to me. I just don't, it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I want to see the dope graphics of my characters. I don't want to see him turn red, and I just don't even like the whole gem concept. I mean, I get how some people might like that it's an added layer, but to me it's like distracting from just the straight up combat. Like, I just want to play fighting games to just fight. Like, I don't, I, you know, and I thought that, like, Street Fighter 4, when they came out with, when they were making Street Fighter 4, that was one of the biggest things Ono was saying, right? Like, I'm gonna, you know, bring it back to straight Street Fighter 2, you know, like, not that much, like, parrying, and you know how, like, people had problems with, like, Street Fighter 3 because you had all these other mechanics and stuff, like, the parrying and, all of that other stuff, and, so it was kind of like, I thought what he was saying was we're just going to do, you know, super moves and all of that stuff to kind of keep it back to the basics, but it seems like he's going back in the direction that made fighting games unappealing in the first place, you know? Like, now you have what? You have super moves, you have ultra moves, you have the tag team combos, and then you have what? You know, there's already so many different layers of stuff in the game for you to have to know, and then now you gotta also know about these gems, and I just don't even, I'm not sold. I think that it's just gonna be confusing to people who like, people like Spacebars who don't, they're not really gonna play the game, right? They just wanna be able to pick it up and do some special moves and like, play. Like, if you were just somebody who just gonna pick it up every once in a while, the whole concept of gems is gonna be annoying, cause you gotta set your gems. You know what I'm saying? That's like a whole RPG element to the whole game, where it's like, yo, this is a fucking fighting game. Like, why am I going in through menus and having to set gems for all my characters and then having to worry? I don't know. Anyway, I'm going on a rant, but I just think they should have left that shit off. Like, there's enough characters.
There's options for you to cut it off. So, like, but online, everybody's going to still have gems on.
Right.
Exactly. So you'd be at some sort of a disadvantage if you don't use anything.
I try my best not to play with gems. Because, you know, in tournaments, all the gyms are cut off.
Oh, they are.
So it's all the, so it's all about meter bill. It's all about meter management right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like
the TOs, they're
like
all the TOs are talking about, yo, we don't know how to set up the gyms right. There's supposed to be a USB thing update where you can just use your USB and have your gyms already preloaded on there for your character. So when you play it, your gems is already going to be on that character, so we don't have to wait 20 years for you to set up the matches, man.
That's bullshit, but dude. How long do you think it's going to take Capcom to do that? The day before Evo.
There's supposed to be an update coming up real soon, because right now people already hacked the game. They already got all the characters unlocked. There's people playing online with the DLC character.
Oh, word? How? Xbox. Got to be on Xbox.
I think it's the Xbox version, but I'm sure it's the Xbox, but it's jacked up because the Xbox version also have Mega Man, they even got Cole, they even got everybody that's on the PlayStation version, on the Xbox version.
Wait, do you have to unlock Cole on the PS3 version?
No, he's already unlocked.
Oh, really? I need to go try him.
He is so good.
Oh, word?
Really, really good.
So, if you have a lobby, you could turn gems off?
No, I wish you could. They need to have that feature.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, turn that shit. I want to have ranked with no gems and then just turn that shit off, because I think that was just a waste of time. Like, nice experiment. I appreciate the experiment, but I think that shit is a fail, man. Like, I don't know why the game even needed that. Like, it's enough to just have Street Fighter and Tekken together with all those characters. Like, you know, I don't know. That shit just blows my mind.
But like, with the gems also, there's like so many of them as well, where it can be very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Just to think about, well, I've got 3 gems that I can pick. Which ones do we actually pick that will complement the next one?
Right.
And that kind of shit.
And to complement my character, and to complement my little tag team, right? Because then you have all these combinations of like, what if I want to use King, and then I want to use Guile? You know, if you want to use a grappler character, and then you want to use a projectile character, how do you, you know, which one you want to give the power to, which one you want to give the speed to? You know, it's like all of this different shit. It's just like, bleh, bleh. You know, it's just, to me, it's just like, yo, I just want to fight, man. Fuck that. I want to just do mind games and fucking meter.
Yeah.
So that's my little rant, but I think the shit looks awesome. Like, the graphics are dope. I'm like really impressed with like the animations, the menus, like, you know, how they added all of those little subtle animations to like the game, the beginning of the game screens, like the before you battle, how they have like, you know, the characters talk to each other and do shit, and like,
yeah.
How many of those they have for all the different combinations of characters is it's impressive, you know?
Yeah, everybody has like 3 quotes for each character.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty awesome. So like, if I beat you, like when Ryu and Sagat fight, they have 3 different, I thought you was the king, or you're not the same Ryu that I fought a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like that. So, like, yeah, the art, they did a lot. You could tell it's, like, the next level, next version of, like, the Street Fighter engine, just the way it looks and, like, and all that. So, that shit's pretty dope. Like, what do you think about the netcode?
Oh, me? The netcode? Okay, the rollback feature?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I posted on Twitter already about the rollback feature. F the rollback feature. Because, like, if it's a good feature, right? But there's time where, like yesterday, like Ryu's jab, it's 3 frames, and I was fighting somebody who had Chun Li, who had 4 frames. I got beat out from her strong in medium, mm-hmm. and it's 4 frames, right? Yeah, everybody knows about Chun Li stuff. It's, well, beat like her standing strong medium punch, for all you people who don't know what strong button is. Street Fighter.
Strong forever.
I got beat out because of the rollback feature. like I'm hitting the jab, right? Mm-hmm. And then it rolled back. And I got hit by her strong. It pushed me back. So I wasn't in the right range. And I was like, wait a minute. It hit my hurt box. I'm mad. And I lost the match because of that. It Ooh. Hit me. The guy set me up for a combo. And I was like, I'm dead.
Okay. So for the people who don't know what rollback is, explain that. Because I think some people won't know.
This ain't no. A rollback is when say, me and you are playing, right? And we both have internet isn't that good, right?
Right.
Where internet is stronger than the other. Instead of drop down, it will try to make the best situation where it's happening. Like,
you're cutting in and out. You're cutting in
you can
and
be
out.
In. I can set up a frame trap for somebody.
Are you
right?
online? Are you downloading porn?
Crouch and meet two times, and I can
Talon.
Drag and Talon. Punch out of it. Right?
Talon.
Nope.
Talon.
No porn. Nope.
You're cutting in
That's
and out.
That's too much. You just stream that stuff these days, Captain.
It's like you. No trace, no case. Yo.
But,
so you, so, cause you sounded perfect and now you're kind of cutting in and out. So say that, oh God, say that again, cause I thought that was an important
Yeah,
point.
I'm on a whole different.
What?
Okay, the rollback is set up. Say if I, hello?
Yeah.
Waka waka. Okay, say I'm doing a frame trap, right?
Right.
I'm on hit crotch and medium, right? I'm hitting crotch and medium. And right? Because you're blocked, so I'm going to hit it again to bait you to do something.
Right.
If you push the button, right, I can do what? And if I'm going to.
Shit, dude, you're cutting EP in and out.
Just to do it, right?
You're
just
cutting so in and out.
Well, in the game. How the hell am I putting out?
It's like, this is what you sound like. Are you scat, yo, this is not funny.
The game will roll.
I don't know why scat is laughing.
I am not even, I'm on a whole different network now.
I don't know, dude, you sound like RoboCop.
Hello. Freeze.
Okay. It's like you sound really good and then you start Detroit. and then you start getting fuck. Just that damn UK internet.
Okay. I don't know. Playing FIFA on that. Scat, are you playing FIFA right now?
Scat, you the one downloading porn.
Yeah, you on that good stuff. You on that British stuff. They eat crumplets and drink it.
BigCrumpets.com.
Messing this all up.
Big Crumpets.
Okay. Now, like, say I'll Dragon Punch, right? I'll DP, right? Right, hey, you'll see, like the game will go. Awesome, I fuck Street Fighter across Tekken Online. Real talk, this shit is. I can't.
Yo,
can't
dude,
hear it?
It's not even working.
My hit confirm is gonna be jacked up. Fix it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hello.
Yeah. I don't know why Scat's laughing. That shit is not funny. But yeah, yo, you keep cutting out. I don't know why. But so it's kind of frustrating. So I mean, they could look that shit up though, I guess. You know, you could look that shit up. At the end of the day, if you want to know what it means. But I think overall it's a good game. I just would like the option to turn that shit off, and if they fix the audio issues, I think it'll be cool. Did they mention any other features they're going to add other than DLC characters?
DLC characters, I know they're fixing the Infinite. They're taking them out.
Oh, word.
The Pac-Man Infinite, oh my gosh. That's
so, wait, how do you unlock Pac-Man and Mega Man? Can you, or how does that... They're not available when you first get the game, right? Or is that like people have just been Okay, somebody dropped. The call just dropped. Dropped like it's hot.
I thought you dropped. You came back.
Yo, the call definitely dropped.
I swear.
Sounds horrible, dude. Yeah. So anyway, this has definitely been the shortest podcast ever. So I guess we could just call it the Street Fighter X Tekken Failcast. So, there you go. Failcast.